This is KUNM. I'm Daniel Montano. Police officers and first responders in Albuquerque would be ordered to get vaccinated against COVID-19 under a proposed amendment to the city's emergency public health declaration. Elected officials in Albuquerque already have acknowledged that the police force and the fire and rescue department have been overburdened even before the start of the pandemic, with persistent violent crimes, skyrocketing homelessness, and other calls. It's expected that the measure would get a chilly response from union membership. The sponsor of the measure, Democratic City Councilor Isaac Benton, did not answer questions ahead of tonight's council meeting about the potential effects or how the city could fill any gaps in emergency services. Democratic Mayor Tim Keller has not said publicly if he would support the amendment. It's been nearly 3 years since the Archdiocese of Santa Fe filed for bankruptcy, and letters sent to a federal judge reflect impatience with the pace of proceedings. About 385 victims filed claims against the Archdiocese, saying they were sexually abused by clergy members. The Archdiocese Vicar General wrote on the institution's website at the end of September that it's currently collecting money to pay the victims. The Archdiocese is also negotiating with insurance companies, and the Vicar General acknowledged that it may take a while. A lawyer representing the diocese in the case said the frustration of survivors is understandable. The victims' attorneys accused the Archdiocese of shifting assets to parishes and trust funds ahead of the bankruptcy filing to make them inaccessible to the victims. That complaint is on hold. This is KUNM.